News Radio WJPF joining us on the other end of the phone line, Illinois Deputy Governor Andy Menar. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Morning, Robert.
Well, I assume it's cold where you're at.
Oh, it is, yes. I actually just pulled off on I-55. I'm driving into Springfield. I live about an hour south of Springfield, and I commute every day. Pulled off to do the interview. I'm going to look over and tell you right now it's 19 degrees, which in my book is cold.
Yeah, we had somebody at the station and their parents who were from the Chicagoland area come down yesterday, and I kind of made the comment, well, I guess this isn't such tough weather where you're from. And they say, you know, 4 is cold no matter where you're at. 4 is cold.
It is. And, you know, my I don't know how schools earlier this week fared, in the far southern part of the state. My two of my three kids in high school, two teenagers, they got the day off on Tuesday because of wind chills. I will say this, you know, this may age me. I don't recall ever getting a day off of school for snow, yes, for cold, no. So that's my passive complaint this morning.
Did you also have to walk uphill both ways?
Well, I only live two blocks from Bunker Hill High School.
So well, that's convenient.
I had an easy walk, no matter what.
All right, we're on the phone with Illinois Deputy Governor Andy Menar. Andy, want to go back a few days to the governor's visit to Southern Illinois last week, where he announced a multi-million dollar investment in one of our area's largest healthcare providers and largest employers, SIH.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Robert. That was a long time in the making. It would not have happened without advocacy from the healthcare community, from Southern Illinois Healthcare, from SIU, from any number of people that literally came to Springfield and made the case how important that was for people in Southern Illinois. No doubt about it. It does good work. It's going to continue to do good work. I will pull out one individual in particular, which is dangerous to do when you're acknowledging advocacy of so many people. But Ed Smith, of course, who recently passed away, was one of the strongest advocates for not just that project, but every project in Southern Illinois. And I always said to Ed, I had a and I said this to him often, that my appreciation for him was that he advocated not just for construction projects that would employ people that belonged to the laborers union and beyond, but he also advocated for things simultaneously that would enhance the lives of people, everyday people in Southern Illinois that may or may not have anything to do with a labor union. He was a believer in making sure that the people of Southern Illinois had services. And, I live in a small town, as 1,700 people. And I've said for years that people in small towns and rural communities deserve good things too. Ed was a believer in that. And that project, along with a whole host of so many other people, I think is evidence of what advocacy can do. And it's evidence of the belief that people and communities in Southern Illinois deserve good things.
Now, this was, I thought, a bit unusual in that the Cancer Center expansion was completed in 2022. The money announced in 2024. Is that unusual, or was I just reading too much into it?
Yeah, sometimes because of how calendars work with the state fiscal year and appropriations work, this is way down in the weeds, but how appropriations work when the General Assembly approves them, and then we meaning in the governor's office, the Office of Management and Budget, have to go through a lengthy process to make sure that appropriations that the General Assembly approves and the governor signs into law qualify for bond funds. So, we go out to the market and sell bonds. We're getting good interest rates on the debt that we're issuing for capital projects because we've had 9 credit upgrades. We have our fiscal house in order. That has an impact on how much we pay in interest. So we're able to do more things like this project. So those things just take some time. But once there is a grant agreement signed, and in this case it was a while ago, the guarantee of the money is there and the project can move forward.
And while the governor was also in Southern Illinois, he met with a number of local mayors, and I believe even made a trip over to Southeastern Illinois to Harrisburg. What kind of investments are they asking for, and what is realistic to actually get?
Yeah, I think, you know, I was with the governor yesterday in the car. We were driving from Springfield to East Alton for a major business development announcement there. And he, you know, we were talking about his meeting in Harrisburg, and a couple of things that, you know, that I would just say that I think, having talked to the mayor myself and other mayors in the area, that the focus on continued economic growth and bringing specific businesses into the region itself and specific communities is something that we constantly talk about. You know, we're doing that on a statewide basis. We're doing things that you know, hadn't been done in years. But development of business, development of jobs, expanding economic opportunity, that was very much part of the conversation. And the governor and I shared some ideas on things that we can do to follow up specifically in Harrisburg on that front. The other thing is, you know, the governor was, and he is excited, literally excited to talk about expanding tourism opportunities in Southern Illinois. You know, you have seen some of our public messaging on tourism shift to focus on Southern Illinois and all of the things and the natural wonders that exist there that will bring people and continue to bring people in from out of state. That very much becomes more and more and more each year of Southern Illinois' economy. So we need to capitalize on that asset. That has been a focus of the governor and our administration, and we're going to do more of that. Those types of things help, you know, not just one specific community, but the entire region. So those are two things that the governor and I talked about yesterday following up on his visits last week.
We're on the phone with Illinois Deputy Governor Andy Menar, and the governor also making a stop almost in Southern Illinois, depending on who you talked to yesterday, at an EV plant in Alton. And the way I understand it, this expansion of their investments is a result of the governor's overseas trip last year, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. And I'll tell you, I'm excited about this one. I'm going to get just slightly personal. My grandfather, I live fairly close to East Alton, and my grandfather worked his entire life in that factory that we were in yesterday. He retired from Beeland, used to be called Olin, when he was there, but he worked every day in that factory. So to see this come to fruition, you know, for me personally, understanding how important good paying union jobs are to a family in downstate Illinois, you know, for me was rewarding. A year ago yesterday, the governor and myself and our senior team went to Germany to visit with the CEO in his office of this company to not just convince him to keep that plant in East Alton and to stay in Illinois. One of our historic manufacturers has been there for over 100 years, employing about 700 people. So not just convince them to keep that factory in Illinois, but to invest more in it, to lay the groundwork for future growth. So fast forward a year and to the day, and the CEO came this time from Germany to East Alton to announce that $500 million investment in Beeland. And I got to say, this is exactly what we have built at the Department of Commerce and what the governor has demanded that his administration accomplish, because it's not just about bringing jobs to Illinois. It's about keeping the ones that we have here and to get companies that are historic to the story of Illinois to invest even more. In this case, it's a win-win for everybody. By the way, this plant is not too far away from Granite City Steel, which of course has, you know, been through some upheaval in recent years, and now is, you know, under a what you know we see is a sale agreement to Nippon Steel. So you know, we're excited, and the governor was excited yesterday to announce this major investment, you know, which is going to put the roots of this historic company, this historic Illinois company, even deeper in our state, which means job security for middle-class families in the Metro East.
We're on the phone with Illinois Deputy Governor Andy Menar. Andy, I don't want to talk about negatives too much, but you say you have to go over to these companies, like the one in Germany, to convince them to invest in Illinois, to keep their investment or to make a new one. When you're making that argument, what do they come back with you and say, yeah, but what are our negatives from the outside looking in? And then what's the governor's response?
Yeah, this is a great question, Robert. I appreciate you asking it, because much of what the governor has to say. And, you know, when he is the state's biggest cheerleader for economic growth, not just within the state, but, you know, in this case, overseas, he has to knock down things that you know, frankly, had been the case for years. Budget upheaval, right? Upheaval in governance in Springfield. You know, we went, you know, years without just a simple budget in place, which wasn't, you know, too far in the distant past. Regulatory environment, availability of workers, those types of things. But if you look at the data, and, you know, the governor does an extraordinary job laying this data out to a business person. You know, it, in his heart, he is a business person. That is his background. And you show a prospective business, or in this case, a business that's in Illinois, that, hey, you really want, I mean, you're going to make a decision about where you're going to plunk a $500 million investment, which is, you know, as near permanent as we can think about it. You want to do it in Illinois, and here's why. So you know, look at what brought this investment for Veland to East Alton. It's our investment as a state in infrastructure, which the governor led on with Rebuild Illinois back in 2019. It's availability of workforce. We have one of the highest workforce participation rates in the country. We have a robust community college and university system that can pump out graduates, skilled graduates to fill the jobs that the company needs filled. And frankly, we have competitive incentives that didn't exist before J.B. Pritzker was in office. So you put those, and by the way, in this one too, we had units of local government, mayors and county board members of both parties working together to get this done in terms of local tax abatement. So you put those things together, and Illinois can compete with any state, and in this case, any country in the world, because Veland is a global company, and they could have done this anywhere in the world. At the end of the day, they chose East Alton, Illinois, and it's because we can put these things now as a state in front of companies, and it's very clear that Illinois is a good investment.
Coming up on 735 News Radio WJPF, we've been joined on the phone this morning by Deputy Governor Andy Menar. Andy, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.